The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
People need advice. Do you need some advice?
Do you need some advice?
Well, we're happy to help. We've never won an award for giving advice. But let's be honest. Can you rule it out? No, it could happen. So you may be getting advice from an award-winning group of people.
Mm-hmm. If we ran in the right circles, we'd have plenty of awards.
Which circles are these that we need to get into?
Psychology circles.
Oh, okay. And
advice column circles.
Those are not the same circles. Do you think there's much overlap on the Venn diagram?
I think there's quite a bit of overlap. Hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, the reason we haven't won is because we never submit when the award season comes along. You know,
that doesn't help us on the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Awards, that's
no,
for sure.
No, it doesn't.
The last two times we submitted, we won. That was in like 07 and 08. And then we went, this is dumb.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, like we know.
Let's start with this one. This is weird. Recently, my first cousin, Melanie, reached out to me to tell me how sorry she was that my wife had passed. Kind of buried the lead on that one.
Yeah.
Person might have started with, recently my wife passed, and my cousin, Melanie, reached out to offer condolences. Whatever.
Maybe he hadn't known yet. Maybe she broke the news.
Hey, sorry about your wife. What happened? She's dead.
Dead tired of being married to you.
Well, the contact came after an uncomfortable hiatus of about 18 years in which Melanie and I had drifted apart from each other.
Okay. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Pretty normal.
Bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, everybody. While I would love to forget those 18 years and rebuild my suddenly resuscitated relationship with my incredibly attractive and very accomplished cousin.
Wait, what? Well, that took a weird turn.
Weird words to add in there.
Yeah, I mean,
she appears to be holding those long years against me and is obviously ambivalent about rebuilding a lapsed familial bond. Who talks like this?
I don't know. I think I see why maybe people avoid you a little.
Although I've been able to meet her and her lovely family members once, my subsequent overtures via phone and email have been brutally
ceremoniously rebuffed. You can meet her family members. They're your family members, too. Your cousin.
Unless he's talking about her being married and having kids.
This is a person who has too many jackets with patches on the elbows.
Oh, I wonder if you would recommend a different approach. Why are you talking so much about how attractive and accomplished your cousin is? That's weird.
Yeah. When you first started, I thought he was talking about his wife's cousin. And I was like, oh, man, wife's cousin's been eyeing this guy. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's his cousin, this is just incestual. I don't care for it.
A little different.
Yeah.
I have no advice other than stop.
That would be the advice. You should stop. And she's made it clear by rebuffing all of your overtures so far.
Yeah. And also, you shouldn't say anything like overtures unless it's somebody you're pursuing, like romantically.
Or just not at all.
I mean, and also if you're like old timey. But still, it sounds real weird.
Okay, here's a tough one. I need advice about work and life. I am 19, out of high school, and I've been working at this company for 4 years each summer.
Wow, cool.
Full-time, and now full-time all year round.
Okay.
I don't get time off, but I love the work, but it is physically and mentally exhausting. I've not had a day off in a month. I'm about to go down to Ohio for a week for work. Do you think I should stick with it?
Well, what is it?
I mean, regardless of what it is, you need days off to recharge.
I was going to say, I know there's plenty of people.
No, I think they.
I don't think so.
Not at that age.
No, I mean.
You can just have a job and work one job and they can overwork you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not part of a union or something.
As long as
yeah.
they're giving you breaks during the, like breaks and lunches during the day.
As long as you're getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that work 7 days a week. Like growing up, I knew a lot of people that worked on assembly lines and stuff and would like, I'm working every day because sometimes they get overtime or whatever. So like,
my cousin had a job where their business he was working at was doing so well, but the guy didn't want to go to three shifts. So he made day shift and night shift.
Yeah.
7 days a week, 12 hours each. Ugh. And he paid so well, the guy that owned it or ran it, and he'd just say, if you don't like it, go find a different job. I'll find 10 people who will want to do it.
Yeah, that's
and
the,
it was,
that's a tough thing.
It was the whole golden handcuffs thing. Yeah, it's like, I'm making a good living, but I'm dying a little each day.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, I mean, he's 19, or this person is 19, so that's helpful. But also, what is it? Is it going to lead to something that is better in a year or 2 years? Like, I mean, if you're doing the grind and it sucks, but can you stick it out? And all of a sudden now you're 21 and you're leading a team or whatever, and you have better hours and you have great pay and no college debt. Well, maybe you just suck it up. If it's like, this is as good as it's ever going
to
get.
Man, at 19 though, it's so hard to be able to look at that, at it that way.
Yeah.
When I was 19, I didn't care what, if the job that I was working at that point was going to lead to a managerial position in 2 years, like that.
Yeah, you wanted to pay
that
bills.
That stuff just didn't, it didn't even pop up on my radar. When
See,
I
but
was
for,
that old.
For me, it did. Like I was in college then, and I was like, okay, what is this? You know, because I mean, I was basically doing that. Eventually, Greg was, or Freebeer was basically doing that.
You can call me Greg. You've earned it.
Where, you know, you're taking, you know, 18 credit hours. You're going to school all day long. You're getting up. I'm working full time overnights. I'm working every weekend, every holiday. I mean, it sucked. It was hard. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. But I knew it was leading to something, which is my point with this guy. If it's leading somewhere, hopefully better, I knew there would be a day I wouldn't have to work New Year's Eve, you know, or Christmas Day. But I did for a while.
Yeah. I think at the very least, if you're 19 and you like your job, it sounds like you like your work.
Yeah, it's just tiring. But
you deserve a day off.
Yeah.
That's going to make you a better employee, honestly.
And probably just feel better. I mean, I've done exactly what you're talking about, Hot Wings. I'm well aware. Like, I was a student and I worked a full-time job so I could pay my bills. And my parents even helped me where they could, and I still wanted to work. And then after school, I worked two full-time jobs so I could live in the city I wanted to live in. But I still, even with two different jobs, one in the morning and one at night, I still found at least one day a week where I could say, even if I'm just working half the day or picking up a shift because I can, I have that option because I have that day off.
Yeah.
Like, and if it was two straight weeks of work, then my employer fully understood, hey, I bust my ass. I'm a good employee. I need this Tuesday off. I'm not asking for like the height of the busiest time off, but taking a day off is it's better all around for your employer as the employee and just a human being.
I need more info on his job too.
I want to know what it is.
What is it?
Yeah.
Because if he said he loves it. He loves the work. I want to know what it is.
What if he works on a cruise ship and this whole time he's, you know, just serving bread out of a a buffet?
He's like, a mascot on a cruise.
So you're at work all the time. Okay, on a Disney cruise, sure.
That would be hell.
That does sound terrible.
Terrible.
This is weird. Different. I need advice. I've been working on my Scottish accent to impress Maitland so she would be interested in me. What else would improve my chances?
Yeah, Maitland. Yeah. Go ahead, respond.
Oh, you know. Becoming Boris? I don't.
Yeah. Become Boris or Cillian
or
Murphy.
Or Cillian Murphy. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Those are your chances.
Beyond that, your scope is low.
Or the chef. What's his
Sorry,
name?
Sorry, bud. Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I thought you meant the Swedish chef. Burk, burk, burk.
Oh, yeah.
Him too. Are you into
him too, though? No. Come on. I mean,
is it the cookie duster?
Pretty fun.
No, it's, I mean, he'd have to call me an idiot sandwich a couple times, and then I might be on board.
The Swedish chef acting like Gordon Ramsay would be a funny sketch. He's
that
back.
Really would be.
And now
really
he's letting his true colors fly. Ferdy, 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 you're an idiot sandwich. Come on, that wasn't a bad Swedish chef
really
off the cuff.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Good. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
This text, let's see. Your advice needs to come with an asterisk for entertainment purposes only. Any good and applicable advice is actually a coincidence.
Disagree. Shut up.
That's right. Tell him.
The hell of a rebuttal right there.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Disagree. Shut up.
I'm not up here to be all wishy-washy about this stuff, man. I have confidence on my advice, and I have confidence in the advice of my coworkers.
Text. No, that one we can't do. All right, let me go back.
Why not? Come on.
It just won't be good.
Too risque?
No.
Too sexy?
Too not good.
You too turned on?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay with my answers from the first few times. All right, how about this one? I've been friends with a guy since we were very young. Never dated or been intimate, but we're close and do a lot together. He started dating a new gal. My word, they didn't write gal. A few days ago, they came over to hang out and spent most of the time making out. The next day, he invited me over again and the same thing happened. And I decided to leave him and he asked, where are you going? And I just said, oh, I got to go. Later, he texted me and said, why did you leave?
Yeah, we were making out.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Why didn't you want to watch me and my girl make out?
They invited me to hang out again. I wasn't really interested, but decided to go. This time we hung out like normal, but in a few hours in, his girlfriend said, when was the last time you were with a guy? And I said, a few months ago. And while he was sitting on the couch, she straddled him, started kissing him. Then she said, do you want to kiss him?
Oh, boy.
Shut up.
Okay.
I looked at him,
real.
And he was smiling. She pulled me closer to them, and I ended up kissing him a little. Finally, I got up and left, and they both said, no, don't leave. Don't take it away. What should I do?
If you're not into it, don't do it. I mean, if you're into it, do it.
Yeah.
If you're not, don't.
Do you want to have a threesome with your longtime boy, male friend?
Yeah, this is a pretty easy answer.
I mean, that could become a really nice luxury to have.
It could.
Yeah, if you're into that.
It's a couple bang buddies.
But if you're not, yeah, this is pretty easy.
This could become a fantasy book that people would love to read about. You know, that could be your real life. I think it'd be hot. Do it. Pull your pants down and go for it.
And then just get ready for the hurt feelings. Because they're going to be so in there.
Yeah.
So deep.
Howings would be like, I love you right afterwards.
I would.
The best experience of my whole life.
We're getting married. All three of us.
You're like, you must actually like me.
Meanwhile, I'd be like, what's your name?
Tomato, tomato. Been dating my girlfriend almost a year, this texter writes from the 518. We're not living together yet, but I think we're going to. How do I tell her she sucks at doing the dishes? Like, literally, every time she does the dishes, there's food specks all over them, and the silverware drawer has a ton of crumbs and crusty stuff inside of it, too.
Oh, gross. Get a dishwasher.
He's got one. It's his girlfriend.
Boom. Yeah, but it's broken.
I mean, she has to, like, you have to know if you're bad at that, right?
Some people just don't care.
That's the bigger problem.
They just don't care. They don't notice that stuff. I don't know how. Like, I mean, clearly there's things in my own house that I overlook that other people wouldn't. Dishes aren't one of them. I like those to be clean. I like my glasses to be clean. If I put one up into the cupboard and I see it and I realize that there's something on it, and I have to immediately rectify that.
maybe point it out, but don't be.
A lot of people have stuff.
But don't accuse.
I mean, yeah, there's a nice. I don't know. It depends on your relationship, but if you're good at like joking with each other, or roasting each other, you can be like, girl, you suck at doing dishes. Like, if you're going to live here, we got to figure this out.
Yeah. Or just pull a plate out of the
How would that
cabinet.
Go?
Pull a plate out of the cabinet and just be like, whoa, looks like somebody missed a spot.
Yeah. Yeah. You could blame yourself. I mean, honestly, if you don't want to make it weird,
yeah.
Be like, oh gosh, I did a terrible job on this. She'll know it was her.
Yeah. It's easy to deflect.
Or yeah. Hey,
sometimes.
Do you think we need a new sponge? I've been noticing that like our dishes have a lot of stuff on them.
Oh, you're good at passive aggressive.
Or just replace the sponge.
Yeah.
I'm an expert witness in passive aggressive.
This is, we found yours?
Oh, yeah.
Do those come to you naturally?
I think so.
Because that is a... That was a pretty good one. Oh, do you need a new sponge?
Yeah, should we get a new sponge?
That one would make me feel bad.
Right, because no one would ever have that conversation.
No, you know immediately what it means.
Just get a new sponge.
You're bad at dishwashing, stupid.
Or yeah, go to the store, get a new sponge, and be like, hey, check out the new sponge I got. It's a Scrub Daddy. I've been seeing them all over TikTok. They're supposed to get all these specks of crumbs that are always left on our dishes.
Are those the ones that have smiles?
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen them.
Their TikToks are really funny.
They work pretty well.
They do.
We have a bunch of smile sponges. Mm-hmm. Very stiff until you get them wet. This is not an ad.
No.
Yeah. Usually they get, you know, I'm used to things getting stiff when you do get them wet.
Yeah.
Rather than soft.
You get them wet, their smile gets bigger, and they get softer. Just the opposite of what you're looking for.
I'm going to send this to Scrub Daddy right now.
Yeah. Get on it, Scrub
Compass,
Daddy.
Compass, get on this.
More people need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979.